Okay, today's daf is daf Lamed Zayin, all about the mitzvos that are dependent on the land of Israel, and it begins with the Mishnah on Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Kol mitzvah shi'tluya ba'aretz. Any mitzvah that is dependent on the land, Eino noheges ela ba'aretz, only applies to the land. It only is an obligation in the land. However, u'sheina tluya ba'aretz, those mitzvos that are not dependent on the land, no heges bein baretz bein b'chutz la'aretz, apply both in the land and outside of the land of Israel. Chutz, the exception to this, is arla. Arla is the produce of a tree for the first 3 years of a tree's life, that we're not allowed to eat it and get benefit from it. That applies apparently even outside of the land of Israel. U'kilayim, and the law prohibiting the crossbreeding of trees, even though that's obviously something about agriculture, something about the land, that also applies outside of the land of Israel. Rabbi Elazar Omer Afa Chadash. Rabbi Elazar says even the law of Chadash, that you're not allowed to eat the new grain prior to the offering of the Minchas HaOmer, and now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to eat the new grain prior to the completion of the second day of Pesach, that also applies in the land and outside of the land of Israel. Says the Gemara, "My Tluya, what does the Mishnah mean when it says a mitzvah dependent on the land? What's an example of a mitzvah dependent on the land? U'may she'eino tluya, what's an example of a mitzvah that's not dependent on the land, which applies both in and outside of Israel? Ilei matluya, if you're going to tell me that, what does it mean a mitzvah dependent on the land? D'chsiv be'bia, those mitzvos, where the Torah says, once you enter the land, you will fulfill them. So it's not that the actual expression of the mitzvah deals with the land. But when the Torah talked about this mitzvah, it said, enter the land, and then you'll do this mitzvah. She'en etluya, those mitzvos not dependent on the land, means those mitzvos to loksiv be'bia, where the Torah doesn't speak about first entering the land and then doing it. Varei tefillin. What about the mitzvah of tefillin? Upeter chamor. And the mitzvah that the firstborn donkey has to be redeemed with a sheep. And if it's not redeemed with a sheep and the sheep given to the Kohen, it's to be killed. Tichsiv behen bia. The Torah says about those mitzvos in the end of Parshas Bo. Vayaki v'yacha. It'll be when Hashem will bring you to the land of Israel. And then it goes on and says the whole thing. Vinohigin, and we know that tefillin, obviously, we're about to do it early in a couple of minutes. And Petr Chamor, Noagin Bein Baretz Bein Mechutzlaretz, they apply both in the land and outside of the land. We know, as Rashi points out, throughout Shas, you have all sorts of stories of Amoraim living in Bavel, putting on tefillin. So clearly the mitzvah tefillin applies outside of the land, even though the Torah seemingly made it dependent on the land. The Torah said, Vaya Kiyaviyacha, once God will bring you into the land, and then eventually put on tefillin. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, Achi Kama. So what does the Mishnah mean? It doesn't mean a mitzvah dependent on the land in the sense that the Torah says, first enter the land, and then it says, do this mitzvah. But rather, what is dependent on the land? Achi Kama, this is what it means. Kol mitzvah shichova saguf. A mitzvah which is placed on the person, the body of the person, is obligated. No heges bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. That is applies both in the land of Israel and outside of the land of Israel. Chovas karka, a mitzvah that is not on the body of the person, but rather is an obligation on the land. In other words, it's something about something which grows from the ground. And in ohagas ela ba'aretz, it only applies in the land of Israel. So say a mitzvah of truma, or maser, or shmita, or leket shikcha in peya, chadash, arla, kilayim, the mitzvos of agriculture, they only apply in the land of Israel. Minani mili, how do we know this, that the obligations that are on the person apply everywhere, and obligations that deal with land only apply to Eretz Yisrael? Torah says, "The Tanah Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa, And the end of the pasuk is Baritz Shanas and Hashem Lokalishtakalayamim. Asher Atem Chaim Al Adama. These are the statutes and the ordinances that you are to keep and observe in the land that God your Lord is giving to you to inherit all the days that you live on that land. Ela Chukim Ela Midrashas. Ela Chukim means those laws that the rabbis derived through drashas. Hamishpatim and the statutes, Elu Adinim. That's a reference to laws that are explicit in the Torah, laws of justice. Asher Tishmarun Zo Mishnah. That you will observe refers to learning Mishnayos, to learning Torah. Laso Zo Maisa, to do means to fulfill the mitzvos. And then the Torah says, Ba'aretz, to do it in the land. Yachol kala mitzvos kulon lo yunogin elo ba'aretz. You might have thought from this pasuk that all mitzvos, chukim, mishpatim, etc., only apply in the land of Israel. Talmud Lomar, that's where the pasuk continues. Kala yamim, all the days, asher atem chayim alo adama, that you are living on earth. So as long as you are living, you are to fulfill the mitzvos. Whether you are living in Israel, or living outside of Israel. And if you just would have had that phrase, then I would think that all mitzvahs apply both in the land and outside of the land. That's why we also had the pasuk that said, it says in the land. So that means mitzvahs are only in the land. So what does it mean? On the one hand, we have a phrase saying mitzvahs apply outside of the land. On the other hand, we have a phrase saying mitzvos are only in the land. So you have an inclusion and an exclusion. So you should understand from the context, right after it says, it says, get rid of all the places where the Gentiles built their idols. Get rid of those idols. So it's linking destroying Avodah Zarah to the concept of observing mitzvahs all over the world, wherever you are living. So just like Avodah Zarah is an obligation on the body, not an obligation on land. And that is where it's no hegas bein baris bein b'chutzlarts. That's the example of a mitzvah that applies in the land and outside of the land. So that teaches you, avkol shichovas haguf, mitzvahs that are obligations on the person, let's say putting on tefillin, learning Torah, that's no hagas bein baris bein b'chutzlarts, applies in the land and outside the land. And those obligations that are not on the person, but obligations on the land, such as Shemitah, about that the Torah said, ba'aretz, that it only applies in the land of Israel, and does not apply outside of the land of Israel.
What are we doing with Rabbi Yehuda? He's making a very strong statement. Chovat karka ena noeget ela be'aretz Yisrael. So what is doing with Klein and
Ram? We'll get to that. It's the next Gemara. Okay. Again, so the Mishnah said the mitzvos of the land only apply to the land of Israel. Mitzvos that are not of the land apply outside of the land of Israel, with the exceptions of Orla and Kilayim, and Rebbe Elazar added Chadash. Chutz min Orla v'Kilayim. Except for Orla and Kilayim. Yibaylu, that a question in the yeshiva when they learned this Mishnah. Rebbe Elazar l'kula palig or l'chumra palig. When Rebbe Elazar says, even Chadash. So is Rebbe Elazar being lenient, or is Rebbe Elazar being strict? Is it l'chumra palig? Is he being strict? V'achi kamar Tanakama. Tanakama says like this. Chutz mina orla mina kilayim, except for orla and kilayim. Dehilchsa gemirila, that there's a halach l'moshe misina. So Izzy asked, how do you know, why would orla and kilayim apply outside of Israel? It's a halach l'moshe misina. It's a tradition of what Hashem told Moshe at Sinai. Even though you should say that this is an obligation of the land, it applies outside of the land. Aval chadash, but the Tana holds that chadash, that you can't eat the new grain until the offering of the minchas haomer, that only applies to the land. Baretzin, in the land you can't eat chadash. Vechutz laretz lo, outside of Israel you could eat chadash. Aye, the Torah says in regards to chadash, Moshvo Seichem, that this is a law that applies where you are living in. Doesn't that apply wherever you are living? No. Moshav doesn't mean that it applies wherever you are living. It just means Lacha Yerushav Yeshiva Mashma, that the law of Chadash began after the Jewish people settled the land. Yoshua entered the land and he spent 14 years conquering the land. So for those 14 years, there was no Chadash. Moshvo Seichem, once you are settled, once you're in the land, then there's the law of Chadash. Once there's the law of Chadash, it's only in the land of Israel, not out of the land of Israel. That's the view of the Tanna Kamma. V'asa Reb Elezer L'meim, and Reb Elezer is coming and saying, Af Chadash, saying Chadash also is like Orla and Kilayim. He's saying, Af Chadash is a mitzvah seemingly of the land, but it's noeg bein ba'aretz, bein mechutz la'aretz. It applies to the grain that grows in the land, and it applies to the grain that grows out of the land. My time, a why? Moshev, the word Moshev means, B'chol makom sh'atem yoshim. But the Torah says, have Chadash, B'chol moshvo seichem. There's the prohibition of Chadash, wherever you are living, even outside of the land. So is that the way to read Reb Elezer? Odilmor maybe Lekula Palik. Reb Elezer is lenient. The Tana Kama said, V'chikamer Tana Kama. The Tana Kama is saying, all mitzvahs dependent on the land are only in the land of Israel. Chutzmina Orla v'akilayim, except for Orla, which is a land-based mitzvah. It's about what grows. Or Kilayim, again, it's agriculture, it's land-based. But Ilchasa Gemiri Lader Zalach L'moshe Misinai, that Orla and Kilayim apply outside of Israel. And the Tana Kama holds Kol Shekein Chadash. Chadash also applies outside of Israel. Why? Because Chadash, the Torah has the word Moshvo Seichem, B'chol Moshvo Seichem, wherever you are living implies, even outside of the land of Israel. And Kol Makom Sha'atem Yoshim Mashma, he thinks it means wherever you are living. V'asur B'lezer L'meimer, B'lezer says, Afa Chadash, even Chadash, the meaning what he's saying is, even Chadash, Eino Noeg Ela Ba'aretz, even Chadash only applies only in the land of Israel. Why? Because he reinterprets Moshev. Moshev doesn't mean wherever you're living. But rather, Moshev means Lacha Yerusha V'Yeshiva Mashma. So what does it mean? Af HaChadash, even Chadash, my Af HaKamaisi. Saying even Chadash is within the rules of a mitzvah, Tluya Ba'aretz, which is only in Eretz Yisrael.
So he throws it all out. He says nothing's done outside of the land.
No, he agrees that Arla and Kilayim, everybody agrees Arla and Kilayim apply outside of the land because there's Allah from Moshe Mitzrayim. The question is, who is the one who says Chadash applies outside of the land? Is it the Chachamim who say Chadash applies outside of the land? Reb Elezer is the one who's lenient? Or is it the other way? The Chachamim say Chadash doesn't apply outside of the land, and Reb Elezer is the one who's Machmir and says Chadash applies outside of the land. But everybody agrees that Arla and Kilayim apply outside of the land based on the halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Tashma, come and hear it proved. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Man Tana de Polig Aleder Belezer. Who's the Tana who disagrees with Reb Elezer? Who's the Tana Kama? He said it's Reb Yishmael. Why? The Tana went in a Braisa. The Lamedcha, Rabbi Shmuel says, this is to teach you, Shekol Makom Shenemar Bo Moshav, anytime the Torah says, Moshvo Seichem, where you are settled, it doesn't mean everywhere, wherever you are living. All it means is that this mitzvah only started after you got settled in the land, after you conquered the land, after you settled the land, that's when the mitzvah started. Where is this lesson? This is in regards to Nesachim. The Torah says in Parsha Shlach, Ki savo el eretz moshvo seichem, when you will come into the land in which you are settled, and you bring a karban, you have to pour a certain amount of wine, depending on what karban you are bringing. So Rabbi Shmuel said, that doesn't mean to say, what the pasuk is saying there, is that Nesachim only apply to a public bama. What does it mean moshvo seichem? It doesn't mean wherever you are living. So Bama Tzibur is only in one place, but Moshe Seichem means after you fully settled into the land. So, and we're saying that Rabbi Shmuel is against Reb Elezer. So that means Reb Elezer is the one who says Moshe Seichem means B'chol Makom Sh'atem Yoshvim. That means Rebbe Lezer is the one who says Chadash applies all over, and the Chacham are the one who say Chadash does not apply outside of Israel. Amar Rebbe Akiva said back to Rebbe Yishmael, Vare Shabbos, but in regards to Shabbos, the Torah says, Lo Savaru Esh B'chomosh Rosechem, don't light fires wherever you are living. Shenamar B'mos Shavos. That's no Heges Bein Bar and Bein B'chutz La'aretz. That can't mean that you only have Shabbos after you settled the land, but it only applies in the land. Shabbos applies in Eretz Yisrael and outside of Eretz Yisrael. Amar Leh, so he said to him, Shabbos Kal V'chomer Asya. Shabbos, that it applies outside of Eretz Yisrael, is based on a Kal V'chomer. So many mitzvahs that are light, let's say putting on tefillin, apply in the land and outside of the land. Shabbos, which is so strict, certainly applies outside of the land. But again, going back to our issues. Since Abaye says, who is the Tan who disagrees with Rebbe Lezer? It's Rebbe Yishmael who interprets Moshe Voseichem to mean La'achar Yerusha V'Yeshiva. That Moshe Voseichem doesn't mean wherever you are living, it means only after you settle the land. So Shema Mina, so what do you see? Tanakama says Moshe Voseichem is after you settled in the land, but it only applies in Israel. And Rebbe Lezer is L'chumra. Rebbe Lezer is the strict one who's saying Chadash applies outside of the land. Because Moshe Voseichem means, according to Rebbe Lezer, wherever you are living. Shema Mina, so that's a good proof. Mechti, let's take a look. Rebbe Yishmael Ahecha Koi. What was the context of Rebbe Yishmael's lesson? Anesachim. He's talking about the mitzvah of offering Nesachim together with the karbanos. In a chasim, in regards to nesachim, in regards to the offering of wine libations together with the karbanos, it's not just that it says Eretz Moshvo Teichem, the land where you will be settled. It said Bia Umoshav Ksiv Behu. It says, Kisavo el Eretz Moshvo Seichem. It says, when you will come to the land in which you are settled. So how could you say from Rabbi Yishmael that he believes, or wherever it says Moshav, it means in Eretz Yisrael, but only after it gets settled. But he wasn't talking about a regular case where it said Moshav. It said, Bia Umoshav, Kisavo el Eretz Moshvo Seichem. When you will come and settle the land. So it talks about coming and settling. So maybe only coming and settling is considered li'acha Yerusha v'yeshiva. So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Shmuel said, l'lamed, what you can learn from Nasachim. Shekol makam shenemar bo, shenemar bia umoshav, eino el l'acha Yerusha v'yeshiva. You're right. It's not that wherever it says Moshvo Seichem, it means after you settle. Where it says Kisavo and Moshvo Seichem, it means after you settle. And in regards to Chadash, it said, Bia Umoshav, when you will come and settle. Iachi, if so, what about the following? Amalor Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said back to Rabbi Yishmael, Arei Shabbos, Shenem Rabbo Moshavos, and Shabbos, it says also, and that applies all over. Vamerlein, he said back, well, Shabbos applies all over because Shabbos is the Kal V'chomer. Namely, why doesn't he say Shabbos? It just said Lo Sivarueish B'chol Mosh Voteichem. It didn't say Ki Tavou and B'chol Mosh Voteichem. I know when I said that Moshav means only in Eretz Yisrael, but after Yerusha V'Yeshiva, after the conquest and the settlement, that's when you have in the Pasuk Bia Umoshav Kamina, where it says when you will come and settle. That you don't have in regards to Shabbos. It says, you know what, he could have said that too. Chada, he gave one answer. Vod Kamar, there's really yet another answer. Chada, first of all, the right answer is Ana Bia Umoshav Kamina. Rabbi Akiva, you're challenging me from Shabbos. It's not a challenge. In Shabbos, it says Lo Sivaru Esh B'chol Moshav Seichem. And there it means all over. It didn't mean don't burn fires after you settle the land. Why? Because it doesn't say they're coming to the land. It doesn't say Bia. But furthermore, you said Arei Shabbos and Erev Rabbo Moshavos. In regards to Shabbos, it says, B'chomel Shvoseichem. So why there does it apply all over? Because Shabbos, Kal V'chomer. Shabbos, there's a Kal V'chomer. If your light things, they apply outside of the land, certainly Shabbos applies outside of the land. Ask the Gemara, B'mai Kamiflugi. What is the root of the argument between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel? Why does Rabbi Akiva believe that what the Torah says, Moshe Voseichem, it means wherever you are settled? Why doesn't he accept Rabbi Shmuel's reading of Moshe Voseichem? That when the Torah says Moshe Voseichem, it means only in the land of Israel, but it only applies after you settled in the land of Israel, once you have conquered and settled the land. So the Gemara explains the core of the argument is Bekirvu Nesachem Bemidbar Kamiflugi. The Torah in Parsha Shlach, as we've read, says when you come into the land, wherever you are settled, and you will settle in the land, it says you are to offer wine libations with karbanos. But did they offer wine libations with karbanos in the desert? Rabbi Yishmael Savalo Kirvu Nesachem Bamidbar. They didn't offer wine libations for the 40 years in the desert. Therefore, the Torah says, when you enter the land, and you will settle there, then you start offering the wine libations. However, Rabbi Akiva Sava, Rabbi Akiva holds Kirvu Nesachem Bamidbar, that even in the desert, they were offering the Nesachem. So the Torah couldn't have meant, once you enter the land, you'll start offering Nesachem, because they were already offering it in the desert. So what did the Torah mean when it says, when you enter the land, you'll be offering Nesachem? So the answer is, when you enter the land, you'll start offering Nesachem, B'chol Mosh Voseichem, wherever you are living, and not only in one central place. So that's why he has to say that wherever it says Moshe Voseichem, it means wherever you are living, and it doesn't mean after you have inherited and conquered the land. Yeah, question.
From a practical standpoint, were the Jews actually doing agricultural work in the desert? I thought they were dependent on the man for food. So where would they be getting wine to do sachem, in the Midbar anyway?
So that's a very good question, but apparently they had food other than the man. They probably traded with other tribes in the desert. They must have had food other than the man. We find in the whole section about the slav, where the people complain.
That's not agricultural.
Yeah, but they complain about quails, and Moshe Rabbeinu's response is, you have a lot of sheep, you're not going out to slaughter your own sheep. You're asking, we need meat. I mean, they had access to other food, apparently. I think that, the man was very spiritual food. That's all they ate, because they were on a very high spiritual level. So they only wanted to eat the lechem abirim, the bread of the angels. But I think that because of trading with different tribes, they had access to other food. I mean, think about when they come to before Edom, right? Moshe says, we're going to pass through Edom on our way to Eretz Yisrael. And don't worry, we're not going to steal anything of you. We're going to buy it. They still had man. They had man till they entered the land.
Can you buy grapes from non-Jews and then press them yourself?
Yeah.
Why did they have to trade, Rabbi? They had
a huge amount of wealth. They came out of Egypt with a lot of wealth. They had gold, they had silver. Why not?
Yeah.
All their expenses were taken care of. Their clothing was refurbished by the clouds of glory. They had a lot. Baruch Hashem. So again, Rabbi Akiva holds that they offered Nesachim in the desert. So the Torah can't mean kisavo, only once you enter the land will you offer nesachem. So what does it mean, kisavo el eretz Moshe Voseichem? It means once you enter the land, then you'll offer nesachem wherever you're living, even in, a bama siyachid, a private bama in a backyard. So therefore it must mean Moshe Voseichem is wherever you are living. Amar Abaye said, Hai Tana de Beir Bishmael, the following brisa from the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yishmael, Mapik Meidach Tana de Beir Bishmal, is against a different brisa from the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael, a different brisa that they learned in that yeshiva. The Tana de Beir Bishmal, we have another brisa from the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael, Hoel Venam Rubios Batorah Stam, since the Torah says multiple times when you come into the land, Upirat lucha akasav ve'echad mehen le'acha yirusha v'yeshiva. And it says in regards to one of them, namely regards to appointing a king, ki savor la'aretz v'yirishtav yashavtaban, you will conquer and settle in it. So therefore, afkol, wherever the Torah says kisavo, it means la'achar yerusha v'yeshiva, that the mitzvah only applies after you settle it. So you see that this Tana is against the other Tana. We said that one Tana, the Be'er Bishmal, holds that if it says bia and moshav, it means la'achar yerusha v'yeshiva. And now we see, according to this Tana, the Be'er Bishmal, once it just says bia, when you will come into the land, that already means come and settle it. So the Idach and the other Tana de Be'er Bishmael, namely the first Tana de Be'er Bishmael, who said that Bia and Moshav means after settling. Why didn't he say just Bia is already considered that you have to settle it, and then the mitzvah would start applying? The section of king, appointing a king, and the section of bringing bikurim, in both it says ki tavo, and you will come, and in both the Torah then explains and you will inherit and settle in the land. So that is to say, it's two psukim to seemingly teach us the same message. We have a rule called shnei ksuvim abayim ke'echadim melamdim. When you have two psukim teaching us the same message, you can't derive from it. They actually teach us that you can't learn this message to other cases. V'idach, and the other Tana de Be'er Bishmael will tell you, Tzrich, I needed those two psukim. Ikas rachmana melech v'lo kasa bikurim, if Hashem would have said ki savo, in regards to king, and then explained that it is after settling and inheriting, and not say that same regards to bikurim, I would say, avamina bikurim de kamisani, bikurim, where you're the owner of the field is immediately enjoying the fruit of the field. So la'alter, right away when they enter the land, they're obligated in bikurim. Because of Bikurim, if it would have said in regards to Bikurim that they're only obligated after they settle the land, below Kasav Melech, and not say in regards to king that only after you settle the land do you have to appoint a king. Have Aminam Melech to Darko Lichbosh, a king who's going to be the one to help you conquer the land. La'alter, right away you have to appoint the king to help you conquer the land. So that's why I needed to say in both cases, both in regards to Bikurim and in regards to appointing a king, it only applies after settling the land. The Idach, and the first Tana de Be'er Bishmal, who holds that it is Shnei Ksuvim Abayim Ke'achad, he'll tell you, Nichtov Rachman HaMelech, let Hashem say in regards to king that it's only after you settle the land. Lo boy Bikurim, and then I wouldn't even need to tell you in regards to Bikurim, because I wouldn't say, Uma Melech de Lichbosh, here a king which you need him to help you conquer. Nevertheless, you only appoint him La'acha Yerushav Yeshiva, after you've settled and conquered the land. Bikurim, which you don't need to help you conquer, lo kol shekein, certainly you wouldn't be obligated until you settle the land. So why did it say it in Bikurim anyway? To tell you that the term kitavohu doesn't mean lach yirusha v'yeshiva. V'idach, and the other Tana will tell you, no, ikasavach, if it only would have said in regards to melech, havamina mididavi achala, I would have compared Bikurim to chala. In regards to challah, the mitzvah of taking off a little piece of dough and giving it to the kohen, the Torah says bivoachem la'aretz, when you come to the land, and the Torah means right away, even before you settle the land. So I would have said bikurim is like challah. So that's why kamashman, I needed the pasuk to say it in regards to bikurim, and therefore it's not shnei ksuvim habayim ke'echad according to this Tana. Going back. Again, we learned that a mitzvah dependent on the land only applies in the land. A mitzvah that's on a person, let's say putting on tefillin, applies in the land and outside of the land. So hashadu amarta, now that you've said, chova saguf, no heges bein baretz bein b'chutz laretz, that an obligation on a person's body applies in the land and outside of the land. So Moshe of the Kasev Rachman, agab be Shabbos lamali, what was Hashem teaching us by saying, don't burn fires wherever you are living on the Shabbos day. What do you mean? What's the point? Of course, you can't burn fires anywhere on Shabbos day. So it's just, we need it like this. Would have thought to say, since that pasuk about Shabbos is written in regards to keeping Yom Tov, so think that Shabbos has to be sanctified like holidays, are sanctified by Beis Din. That's what the Torah is saying. Wherever you're living, you have Shabbos, even if Beis Din didn't declare that it's Shabbos. Another question. Moshe, because of Rachman Agabe Chelev Adam Lamali. Why does Hashem say wherever you're living in regards to not eating Chelev and blood? It's true, it's needed. Since the prohibition of not eating blood is mentioned in the context of offering karbanos, I would have thought bismandi karban lo. That the prohibition of eating blood only applies at the time when you're offering karbanos. That's what the Torah is to say. Moshe v'seichem, wherever you're living, there's the prohibition of eating blood. Moshe v'kasser rachman agabe matzo mar lamali. Once I know that an obligation on a person's body applies everywhere, why does the Torah have to say, eat matzah wherever you are living? Of course, wherever you are living. It applies everywhere. It's needed. What I mentioned yesterday, that the Torah mentions eating matzah and maror together with the Karban Pesach. I would have thought, bizman d'ika Pesach in. You're only obligated to eat matzah and maror when you have a Karban Pesach. Bizman d'leka Pesach, when you don't have a Karban Pesach, lo, there's no obligation to eat matzah. That's why Kamashwan, that's what the Torah says, b'chol moshvo seichem, even when you don't have a Karban Pesach, you have an obligation to eat matzah. Bia dekas of Rachman agabe tefillin. Why did Hashem say, v'yaki v'yach in regards to tefillin? Once he will bring you into the land, tefillin applies everywhere. Petach amor lamali. So my answer is, ahumi boile, that was needed, look at a ton of the bear, b'shmoil. For the lesson of Rabbi Yishmael, that it's teaching you the following. Asay mitzvazu, fulfill these mitzvos in the desert of Tfilin and Petar Chamor, shebishvila tikanes la'aretz, in its merit you will merit to enter the land.
Oh,
thank you.